I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. It's the last week of early voting before Election Day on November 6th, and Georgia voters have already blown past voting totals of earlier elections, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Early voting this year has eclipsed early voting in the 2014 midterm cycle by almost a quarter of a million votes. And it's not a big shift in ethnic demographics that are driving the surge, but rather people who didn't vote at all in 2014. A little under 30% of both black and white voters fit that bill. And while the number of Hispanic early voters has been relatively small, over 60% of them did not cast a ballot in 2014. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has urged early voting as a core piece of her electoral strategy. President Trump will come to Georgia for Abrams' opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, and former President Obama will be in town for Abrams, both after early voting has wrapped up. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Civil rights groups are asking a judge to help ensure that Georgia voters whose registration has been questioned can vote if they provide proof of citizenship at the polls. A lawsuit filed earlier this month challenges Georgia's exact match law, which requires that identification information on voter registration applications precisely match information already on file. The U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross heard arguments on the case yesterday and said she would rule quickly. Well, flags across Georgia are flying at half-staff today to honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, where a gunman killed 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
The Anti-Defamation League says the shooting is the worst attack on the Jewish community in U.S. history. In memory of the victims, Governor Nathan Deal signed an executive order Monday instructing state agencies to lower their flags until Wednesday night. Places of worship across the state are holding vigils, including a large gathering in Atlanta today at the Temple, which is the city's oldest synagogue. Vigils in Macon and Savannah are also scheduled to take place this week. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The FBI says evidence collected in connection with a suspicious package addressed to CNN in Atlanta has been sent to their lab. The package found yesterday at a postal facility in Atlanta is similar in appearance to other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump. CNN President Jeff Zucker says all mail to CNN is now being screened off-site since last week when a series of package bombs began appearing around the country. Well, two new solar farms are being planned for Clay County in southwest Georgia. The Albany Herald reports Silicon Ranch will generate 106 megawatts of power that will be sold to Green EMC, a group of 38 smaller electric co-ops. The projects are expected to be operational by late 2020. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Philadelphia 76ers last night by a score of 113-92. Atlanta will return to State Farm Arena to play the Sacramento Kings on Thursday. With a record of 2 wins and 4 losses, the Hawks are in 10th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.